It's time for the George Williams Show on FM Talk 106.5. George Williams, retired U.S. Marine Major, Vietnam veteran, retired federal agent, former vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and world traveler, brings his wealth of information, sharing his thoughts on today's politics, and taking your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome, everyone out there in Radio Land. I'm George Williams, your host, and this is The George Williams Show. Our number here is 251-343-0106. You can send us a text at that number, and you can contact us that way, or you can call us. Call into the station if you have a question or a comment, okay? Also, if you know anyone who is outside our listening area, they can get us over the web at FM Talk, T-A-L-K, 1065.com. FM Talk, 1065.com. And folks, remember now, this show, we are also at the same time, simultaneously, a broadcast, okay? So we will have a copy of this program starting tomorrow. Not only that, you can go back years, folks. You just go on fmtalk1065.com, and you see a little item there that says broadcast. Hit that, and then you go to Tuesday nights, and then you will find us, and you can hear, listen to our previous shows. That's pretty simple, Now, I feel good. I feel bad about the political situation, especially with those crazy Democrats. I call them Democrats, folks, because that's what they are. They're demons. They're destroying America. Destroying America, along with a few of the rhino Republicans, okay? We do have some rhino Republicans who are along with the Democrats and destroying America. And it's a sad situation. Sad situation. So, you know, we're going to talk about that, but I have to give my cousin, Patricia, I was over to her house prior to the show, and she and her daughter prepared fish. I had a large fish, flounder, and hush puppies, and fried okra. So I'm full. I'm ready. I'm ready to get on those Democrats, folks. I really am. As usual, we play Dick Morris, because Dick Morris is a man who knows what he's talking about, okay? He was a Democrat. He was with the Clintons. It was he who propelled Bill Clinton to get into politics. Bill was a governor of Arkansas and then a two-term president. And he got away with a lot. You're talking about what presidents do? Bill Clinton got away with a lot. The Monica Lewinsky scandal and some of those others that he was involved with. And so if he can get away with it, why can't Donald Trump? Why are they all going against Trump? I don't know, folks. I don't know. That's why it's a bad situation. Not for Trump. Trump is going to get out of this, okay? The man is not guilty. This was a kangaroo. I put that on Facebook. Kangaroo. A whole bunch of kangaroos. It was a kangaroo court, all right? That's what it was. And we'll talk about that later on. But anyway, let's listen to Dick Morris.
There are surprisingly few repercussions from the Trump guilty verdict in the tracking polling over the weekend. Most polls showed no change, and those polls that were anti-Trump continued to show more or less a tied race. And those that showed Trump in the lead continue to show him in the lead, sometimes by a diminished point or two, but not very much. The important point, though, that emerges strategically from it all is that the voters really have not altered their opinion about the race as a result of this trial. And it's going to be very hard to persuade them to ignore the results of the trial, even if they're very negative to Trump. because voters basically don't care. They're not following it. That may change if they try to lock Trump up. But clearly what needs to happen now is Trump needs to get off the subject of the trial, just as he got off the subject of the 2020 election, and instead go over the offense and use the issues that are out there to gain back points. The foremost issue is, of course, is the testimony of Fauci, where the issue was where he basically ducked the question as to whether he indeed started and spread the COVID virus. That he also was not questioned well on the issue of whether the Echo Health, the group that he was working with, that he was funding, that is implicated in the COVID virus, actually received funding to do gain-of-function research. I think Trump needs to get on that issue and attack Fauci and make it kind of Trump v. Fauci, so that the issue is Fauci lying to people? Is he being deceptive? For example, Fauci said in the recorded testimony earlier today that there's no evidence that the work that was funded at Wuhan Institute of Virology by the U.S. government was related to gain-of-function research. And apparently he's using a very technical definition of gain-of-function, which is not applicable to the situation. So that's the first thing we need to talk about. The second is that Biden has maneuvered Netanyahu into a corner on Gaza. The Israeli cabinet, the war cabinet, anxious to get the hostages released above all other things, have basically gone along with Biden's proposals to minimize the effort to destroy Hamas and instead focus on the release of the hostages. Hamas is perfectly happy with that. And unfortunately, the Israeli war cabinet was tricked into approving that. Netanyahu quickly backtracked and said he's not doing that, but he's stuck and we're not sure how he's going to get out of it. The objective here is, of course, to continue the war until Hamas is destroyed, not to let them off the ground under the rubric of getting the hostages returned. Those are both areas where Trump really needs to go on offense, and he really needs to change the whole subject from the trial and from the guilty verdict to these other issues where he can affirmatively score points. The third issue that Trump ought to be focusing on is that Biden has now changed the rules and is now permitting 6,500 illegal immigrants to come into the country each day before he takes action to shut the border down. He earlier said 3,500, he then said 5,000, and now he's up to 6,500 a day. Until the total reaches 6,500, he's claiming that he will not shut the border down, even though he admits that he can. We passed 6,500 a few days ago, and Trump needs to amplify that he should shut the border down immediately, because this flow has turned into a deluge as people look at the U.S. election and think, wow, this is my last chance to get into the country illegally until Trump closes it down. So those are my thoughts on what's going on now. I'm sorry there's no video, but I wanted to get to you with an audio instead. Thanks very much.
All right. Dick Morris, you know, we only have about 2 minutes before we go into our first break, but folks, but we're going to really get into this during the second, before the second break, okay? This is pitiful. Biden should be in jail. All of you Democrats who support him should be right along with him in jail, especially the politician, okay? You know, I worked the border for 3 years when I was an agent. And folks, let me tell you something. We don't know who is in this country, and it's not the good people. The good people are not coming into this country, okay? The majority of them are not good. Not good, okay? And we're seeing that now with the involvement in criminal activities in all over the United States right now, from murder to rape, you name it. You name it. They're involved. These are not good people. I'm telling you, they're not good people. And what do we do? What can we do? Okay. We're not going to be able to deport them all. I can tell you that. Because the first thing, when they get into, especially females, they have babies. They have babies. Okay? And then, now they're American citizens. All right? There are so many loopholes. And these people know the loopholes. And they're coming over with their cell phones. And like a lot of the Chinese, they're issuing money to them, the Chinese government. Now, folks, you can't tell me a lot of these people from China and some of those other Venezuela and Iran, you can't tell me they're not coming over here spying on America. They are, folks. They are. That's why so many are in our universities. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. And we are on a mission. Everybody out there should be on a mission, be it Democrat or Republican or independent. The mission is to save America. And right now, it is heading towards that 1,000-foot cliff. Okay? Now, we're going to have to decide if we want to jump off that cliff or if we want to just back up and regroup and get rid of those communists, Democrats, liberals. Get rid of them, get them out of office so that we can have a good America again. And the only way we're going to do it is to elect President Trump, folks. That's the only way. Who else? Who else? Who is going to help us save America? Biden is not. Biden is definitely not. And that, I call it a scam. His scam today, where he is going to shut down the border, you know, through an executive order. Bull. Bull. The border is not being shut down. Matter of fact, more people are going to be coming through. More people under that stupid, lying executive order of his. Okay? And we could see them. We see them here. We see them in Florida. We see them in Alabama. We see them in Mississippi. Okay? It's unbelievable. And you look at some of our worst enemies, and let nobody fool you. China is an enemy. One day, we'll be fighting them. Russia is an enemy. One day, we'll be fighting them. Iran is an enemy. One day, we will be fighting them. Okay? We will definitely be fighting them. And there are a couple more countries. Look at South Africa. I remember when I was stationed in Africa, and I used to always go down to South Africa. That was before they had the blacks took over, okay? Beautiful country, just like being in America. Just like being in America. Now, since the blacks took over South Africa, it's just like, unbelievable. Crime-ridden, decay, the buildings, okay? Corruption. And look, South Africa is trying to take Israel to the world court regarding the Palestinians, okay? Hamas. I look at them as the same. The PLO, Palestinian Liberation Organization, Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran, Syria, the Muslim Brotherhood. To me, they're all the same. And their one mission is to annihilate Israel. That's their mission. That's their mission. And they're teaching children who are in the early grades, the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, they're teaching them to hate the Israelis. And at the same time, folks, they hate America. A lot of those Iranians coming over here, those Muslims, they don't like America. They're coming over for the benefit, And some of them are coming over for spying to get as much information as they can and send it back. The Chinese the same way. The Russians the same way. They're not pro-Americans. You can tell, folks, by these demonstrations. Look at our universities. They've been taken over by foreigners, students and teachers. There should be a poll. There should be some kind of a poll, a research study on how many foreign, non-American teachers that we have in our universities. Okay? That we have in our universities who are not from America. These schools, these colleges are hiring them. Why? Why are they hiring them? We have Americans who are college grads, okay, with first, second, third degree, third level education. You know, baccalaureate, master's, doctorate. And they're not being hired by these universities. Why aren't they? But they will hire a foreigner. A foreigner to teach at our universities. And a lot of these foreigners are anti-American, anti-democracy. You can see it. You can see it. So why are we hiring some of these universities, why are they hiring all of these foreign professors, teachers? And a lot of them, you can't verify their degree. You can't verify it. I remember when I was stationed in Nigeria, and whenever law enforcement would send inquiries to her, and we were at the American Embassy, and they want to do a background check on somebody who is back in the U.S., and they put in for a certain job, and half of them, we couldn't verify. We couldn't verify that person did what they said they did on the application here in America. We couldn't verify. So why are we hiring all of these foreigners in our universities? Why? Good question. Good question. What's the answer? What's the answer? And these folks are not pro-Americans. They're not pro-American. But we hired them. Our university hired them. When we have all of these educated Americans who may have graduated from their university, and 10 years later they want to go and become an adjunct or a professor or a teacher there, they won't hire them, but they'll hire a foreigner. I remember there's a person in Guyana who was hired, I think it was at Yale or Harvard, one of those universities, and he was a troublemaker in Guyana. He was in charge of a hit squad, and I think he was, Yale or Harvard hired him. Okay? And so, why? And look at these demonstrations. Look at all of these students. Where did they all come from? Thousands of them. And I grant you, a lot of those demonstrators were not students. A lot of them were illegals. They were illegals. So why didn't we, when we arrest them, we send them back? Send them back to where they came from. Why didn't Biden, after all of these millions of people over the last 3.5 years, almost 4 years, why now, folks? Why now? Why now say we're going to shut down the border, which was a lie? He's not shutting down the border. He's not controlling the border. This is a political stunt. That's all it is. It's a political stunt, okay? For political reason. He's trying to placate or ingratiate himself with the Muslim community. That's what he is trying to do. He's not shutting it down. He's really allowing more legally now to come in. Legally to come in. Now remember, folks, whenever you let one of them in and you make them legal, there's about 10 or 15 going to follow them because they're family members. They're family members. It's no joke. It is very serious. And we Americans have better wake up. Have better wake up and find out what the hell is going on in our country. Because it doesn't look good, folks. I've served overseas for almost 14 years, so I know the overseas environment. I know the South America, Central American environment. I know the African environment. I know the Middle East environment. And you're talking about a banana republic? And look what the Democrats are doing with these court systems. Look what they're doing. Now they're going after people. Well, look, Georgia. Fannie Willis, okay? Obstruction of the election process. You inquire about people cheating, and they're going to charge you with interfering in the election process. They're doing the same thing in Arizona to innocent Republican. Michigan, this is what they're doing. They're using the court system to get rid of the competition. Get rid of competition. That's what they're doing. Now, if anybody don't think so, let me know. If you think that's not true, look at Trump's situation. Look at Fannie Willis arresting and charging all those individuals in Georgia for election interference. Have they charged any Democrats, folks, for election interference? No. They're Republicans. So you're talking about weaponizing the court system. Weaponizing? Obama tried the same thing through IRS, remember? The Tea Party and the Board of Education. He tried the same thing. Weaponizing the IRS. Folks, wake up out there. Wake up. This situation is very dangerous. And it's dangerous for you too, Democrats. Very dangerous. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Our number here is 251-343-0106. You can send us a text or you can call us at that number. All right. There's just so much to talk about with these Democrats. It's so hard for me to believe how they stick together. They really stick together, and I wish that the Republicans would stick together like the Democrats. One lie, they all lie. And you could tell when Biden make a statement and his press person make a statement, and then the Department of Defense make a statement, Department of Justice, it is truly, truly unbelievable how they stick together. They all lie. They all, if one lie, they all lie. And tell me something. With this border situation, how many Democrats have you heard to talk against it? How many Democrats have you heard that say, no, we've got to shut the border. We've got to check this. Huh? The Democrat in Alabama, have you heard her make a statement about that? Nope. Ms. Sewell? Nope. Nope. Have you heard Chuck Schumer, the head of the Senate, talk about it? Nope. Have you heard any Democratic politician, Vivian Figures, Carlin Clark, Napoleon Bracey? Have you heard them talk about it? No. No, sorry, Bob. You have not heard one of them talk about it. And they won't, folks. They won't. Even if they don't like it, they still won't say anything. They still won't say anything. One thing about Republicans, we will talk. We will talk. So the Democrats are not saying anything about the border situation or this new executive order by President Biden. Nope. Nope. They haven't said anything. On the liberal news stations, oh yeah, President Biden, he's getting tough on the illegal immigration. A lie. A lie. Nothing but a lie. And the reason I'm expounding on this, folks, is because you guys don't know the danger of these people coming in unchecked. Unchecked. You don't know the danger. A lot of you listen to MSLSD, CNN, Clinton News Network, ABC, CBS. You listen to them because I talk to people. And they tell me one thing. And I say, wait, where'd you hear that? Where'd you get that from? And it's a lie. It's a lie. Where'd you get that from? That info. And then now I'm saying, okay, so you got it from Clinton News Network, CNN, or MSLSD. I know where that information come from because it's a lie. Even when Trump was on trial, even when he was in trial, the reporting every day, it wasn't about the facts. It was about Trump looking at the, you know, at the jewelers, or he looking down on the desk. But they won't tell you. They said nothing negative, except only one person that I observed and heard say something negative about Cohen. That's it. The rest of them, they don't say nothing negative when this guy got on the stand and he lied, he lied, he lied. He lied, he lied, he lied. But you didn't hear that. So you Democrats believe that. You believe that. This is pitiful. It is pitiful. Even some of my friends who are liberal Democrats, let me tell you. Oh, Trump got convicted on 34 counts. That's what one guy came up to me. He called me, really. And he said, I said, so? It was a kangaroo court. What do you expect when you have a kangaroo court? You're not going to be found innocent in a kangaroo court. You're going to be found guilty. And as I talked to him, you're right. You're right. Yeah, you're right. But he wanted to. You know, it's like a ho-hum crusher. Boom. Hit me right over the head and say, your man is convicted now. He's a convicted felon. Well, what do you expect in a kangaroo court? Okay? Now, in my opinion, and several, especially Alan Dershowitz, who's one of the most prominent lawyers in the world, when he, and he's a Democrat, when he comes out and he tells you that this is a kangaroo court, the judge is biased, the attorneys, the prosecuting attorneys are biased. I mean, think about this, ladies and gentlemen. The number three man in the U.S. Department of Justice, okay? I can't think of his name right now. Maybe Philip can look it up. Who prosecuted Trump, the number three man in the Department of Justice, left the Department of Justice to come to New York to work in a city court, state court, against Trump. Now, that's a very prestigious position in the Department of Justice. You're the number three man, three person. And you come all the way down to a state court to prosecute someone who is the former president? Are you kidding me? That, in my opinion, had to come from the White House and Mark Garland, the attorney general, to let him go. Okay? So you leave that great job to come to New York City to prosecute the former president. There's something wrong, folks. There is something wrong with that picture.
Matthew Colangelo.
Yeah, Matthew Colangelo. That was his name. There's something wrong with that picture. He had to get permission to do that. Did it come from the White House or did it come from Justice Mark Garland, the Attorney General? Because this guy's number three in line. Who would leave that position just for that? And Mark Garland was testifying before Congress today, and he unbelievable, the Attorney General, and you can see how he has lied. Okay? This anti-Trump prosecution, if anyone tell me that President Biden doesn't have his fingerprints all over it, I'll call him a liar. Because he does. His fingerprints are all over it. Even the Fannie Willis case, they also went to Washington, to the White House. Okay? To me, there's a great conspiracy going on between the Department of Justice, Mark Garland, the White House, and these local prosecutors. And there shouldn't be, because these prosecutions, except for Smith, are state prosecutions. They're not federal. The Attorney General is only in charge of federal prosecution, not state. Not state. Okay? So why are these state prosecutors going to the White House? Tell me. For what reason? For what reason? It's a conspiracy, folks. It is a conspiracy. And not only that, look at what they're trying to do to the Supreme Court justices. The Democrats are pulling out all the stops. They want to get Clarence Thomas and Justice Alito, from, they want them to recuse themselves from certain cases. Okay? That's what they want. That's what they want. To me, no reason at all. No reason at all. They are using everything within their power. And the only thing they haven't done, well, with Trump, they have. They've even taken this kitchen sink and threw that at him, okay? And we have to know, folks, These people are dangerous. They're lying. They're connivers. And they're destroying this country. Destroying this country. So, that's the situation. How will it be resolved? How can we resolve this situation? In my most humble of opinion is the only way we can resolve it is to get rid of the Democrats. Get them out of office. We need to take over the presidency, one. Two, we need to take over the Senate in this upcoming election. And three, we need to take over the Congress. Okay? We need to do that. And by all means, especially the Senate. Especially. You know why I say that? Because only the Senate has responsibility for nominating and approving federal judges. That's the district court judge, the appellate court judge, and the Supreme Court judges. Only the Senate. Congress has nothing to do with that. So we must take the Senate. And another thing, when you pass laws, they must be approved by the both houses, the Congress and the Senate. Okay? They must be approved by both houses. So, in my opinion, you know, we talked about a red wave 2 years ago and we didn't have it. But if anybody tell me now we don't, we won't have a red wave, I'd say you're wrong. You are wrong. We are. All right, we got a call. We're going to be going into a break. So we will call. Hold on. We'll be coming back after this break, okay? And we'll be listening to what you have to say. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Folks, this is the George Williams Show, and we are on the mission. Our number here is 251-343-0106. And as I said before the break, we do have a caller. Let's welcome our caller. Caller, welcome.
All right. Good to hear from you, George.
Same here. Same here. What's your question?
My question is how do we know that the Democratic Party will not take this election illegally?
And that is a good question. And we've been saying that, asking ourselves that question over the last 3.5 years. And what we've been doing is advising other states through the RNC, Republican National Committee, and I'm a member of Project 21, and we are telling our, especially probate judges, when you assign people to different polling stations, put a Republican and alongside a Democrat, okay, and make sure that one could watch the other. We have many instances of Democrats cheating, and that's the only way we're going to stop it. And we're also telling our people, the Republicans, independents, don't wait till the last day to vote. If they're opening voting for like 3 weeks or a month before, go and vote. Okay, go and vote so that your vote can be counted. And don't wait for the last day, because if we wait for the last day, we have hundreds of people online, and the Democrats always do something, in my opinion, to make sure those people don't vote. So make sure we get out there early and vote. Don't wait for Election Day, but get out there and vote. And then another way is look at illegals. If you know somebody is illegal and they're in that line to vote, you take a picture of it, okay, of that person, so that we will know. And those are some of the ways we're trying to prevent cheating, like what happened in 2020.
Well, like in 2020, and it was like they extended the voting time. It was all about COVID. And then you've got all the dead people voting. There were so many things that went wrong.
Right.
I just don't, it just seems to me like, and I know other states don't require this, but you should have a government ID to vote. And there's so many of them that don't even do that.
Yeah, now they're not allowed to vote. Okay, they must register to vote, and they must show some kind of proof who they are. But you look at certain states, all they require is like a driver's license or something like that. Now we are issuing driver's license to illegals. So you know what that means? In certain states, they can vote.
Mm-hmm.
They can vote.
And that just doesn't seem right.
Right. But one thing,
that's how the Democratic Party, that's why they're letting all these people into the country.
Right. But one thing we have here in Alabama on your driver's license, when you register to vote in your driver's license, there's a star up there. That tells the people that you are not, you're a citizen, okay? If you're not a U.S. citizen, it won't have that star on your driver's license.
Right.
Okay, so that's a good thing.
I've got a lot of friends that still haven't got that star yet on theirs.
Huh?
I have a lot of friends that do not have that star on their driver's license. Me and my wife both do.
All right, so you tell your friends, I didn't have it on mine. And somebody reminded me of it, so I went back to motor vehicle, and I took my birth certificate, and sure enough, they sent me a new license with a star, okay? So that's all you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you have to do. You just have to let them know and bring some form of identification, like a birth certificate or something like that, a passport, and they will send you back a license with a star on it.
On the federal, like presidential election, are they still going to allow ballot harvesting?
Well, it's that depends on the state. Okay, that depends. Remember, the states are the ones. States are the one that conduct the election. The federal government does not. So that depends on what rules and regulations they have in that particular state. Like that's what happened in Georgia. I had a buddy of mine. His mother and father lived in Georgia, outside of Atlanta. And his 3 months before the election, his father passed away. And 3 weeks before the election, his mother gets a absentee ballot for her husband and herself. Okay. And here's the shame of it. She filled it out for her husband, who had been dead for 3 months. Now, that was part of Stacey Ingram's thing. Her organization has sent all, you know, 1.5 to 2 million unrequested absentee ballots. So that won't happen again in Georgia. So, hopefully over these 3.5 years since the election, those things will not happen again, because we are more aware of their cheating. And so that's what we're trying to do to prevent it. Say that again. Hello.
Again about I'm in a bad place.
But okay.
I'm gonna call you again.
Okay.
About Wallace Gilberry and talk to you again.
Yeah, Wallace is working with us. He's a good Republican.
Yep.
All right.
Yep, seems to be. I talked to him the other day.
All right. Good. Yeah. He is a real good Republican. We're glad to have Wallace Gilberry on board. He was on my show a couple weeks ago. So.
Yeah, I never could pull that up on your show thing. I never could pull that up, but I'll get with you.
Yeah, you can get it on the podcast, okay?
Yeah, and I tried. I couldn't get it. Maybe you can walk me through it.
All right, I'll walk you through it. No problem.
All right. Thank you, George.
Thank you. All right, folks. Concern American. He is concerned about the upcoming election, being that we had such irregularities in the 2020. And look, the Democrats know how to take advantage of a situation and the COVID situation. So they took advantage of it. In my opinion, it wasn't honesty at all. It was cheating at the highest level. But now we don't have COVID, folks. And I'm happy to announce, and I haven't said that before, I'm part of the Alabama delegations going to the convention in July, next month, we could say, folks, where we're going to recommend Trump to be our nominee. So I will be heading out to Milwaukee for the convention. And I made the convention in 2008 when we had it in Minnesota. In 2012 when we had it in Tampa, Florida. 2016 when we had it in Cleveland, Ohio. Then we missed 2020 due to the COVID. But this year we're going to have it in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So I will be there, and I'll be waving to the Alabamians, okay, from the convention center where we're going to have Trump. We're going to make Trump our nominee. So I'm really glad to be part of that Alabama delegation, which is going to nominate Trump to be our forerunner, okay? So I'm very glad to announce that. And looking forward to it, really looking forward to it. And I'm driving up there to Minnesota, Milwaukee. Driving up. All right, folks, that's about it. I'm just saying, America, believe in Israel. Those idiots over there in the Middle East, they want to wipe out the Jews and Israel, and they don't like America. So support Israel, folks. Support them, okay? Because they support us in a lot of ways, especially the intelligence area, okay? All right, we'll see you next week. Until then, Vaquandales, everyone.